It's pretty late now. It's about 1 p.m. But I will prepare coffee and I am very excited about that. Okay, now I need to take teaspoon from a dishwasher. So I have this new packaging of Italian roast coffee. So those coffee beans, it's basically a mix of coffee from Ethiopia, Brazil, and Colombia. And I have this cute, cute wooden, I mean, partly wooden, partly stainless steel coffee grinder. And I will prepare coffee. So you will be my witness today. Very relaxing activity. So I will put for one coffee, I think 2 teaspoons of coffee beans to the grinder, and I will start to grind. It's very nice feeling when you do something with your hands, very satisfying. I love the sound of it. Shame I cannot share this smell with you. Change hands. Okay, it's pretty nice done, and those coffee particles are very, very tiny, so it's well grinded, and the smell, oh, it's amazing. I love the smell of it. So now what we need to do is I will put some fresh water from, I use water from filter Brita. This is not sponsored a recording, but I like to use this water to for my teas and coffees, and we'll boil the water. And in meantime, I will prepare a mug and put coffee to the mug. I had my coffee today in the morning. I mean, it was late morning because it was about 10 o'clock or something, but now I am preparing for someone else. And so the person likes to add milk to the coffee. It's not my thing. I avoid dairy. I don't eat dairy. Now water is boiling. So it's time to brew the coffee. I think I left too little space, to be honest. I don't know where to add milk later, but I will see what I can do. Now when I look at this coffee and I feel this amazing smell, I am thinking once again to do the coffee, to do coffee for myself. Maybe I will. Usually I try not to drink coffee after 12 p.m. so I don't have any trouble to fall asleep at night, because as far as I know, according to some neuroscientists, the caffeine stays in your system for about 12 hours, so better to avoid it, because it can influence your sleep in a way you don't like. Okay, now we need to wait. My cat just jumped on this kitchen counter, which I don't like. It's a bit annoying sometimes. Proxy. Proxy. Good cat. How good boy you are, my attaboy you. Okay. So, stirring. Okay, I will add sugar. I keep sugar in a jar. In the beginning, what was here? Something vegan was first in this jar. Maybe soup or something, or some sauce I bought. But the jar, shape of it is, I really like it, so I kept it, and now sugar lives there. I like to reuse jars if the shape of a jar is appealing to me. Like, I like to eat one particular jam from one particular brand, and they have those cute little jars, and the shape of the jar is not that of those jars is not that obvious, so I have already 4 of them empty waiting to be used, and 3 of them I use. So in one I have cardamom, in one I have cloves, and in one I have dry herbs from my mom from the village, so I can put to soups basically, but I forget to use it somehow. Okay, now I am adding milk. I don't even like the smell of milk, like milk from animals. But let's not spoil the coffee. I'm just telling this to you. It's too much. Okay, I overdone it, but I will let you know maybe later. How it all went. Looks delicious. So I would like to say a few words why I decided to buy this manual coffee grinder. First thing first, I think it looks really cute and lovely, to be honest with you. It's just wooden. it's part of it, it's wooden part of it, it's stainless steel, and the wooden part is covered with layer of paint, like cream beige color, very, I don't know, very nice, suitable for coffee, I would say. And in front I have this logo of the brand that produced it, and well, it's quite a big one, not that light, quite heavy, but not too much, and it just looks lovely. And I thought that because I like my morning coffee so much, and for me just you can say addiction, some people will say it's my habit, it's just my morning ceremony of opening the day, and I really enjoy that moment, because usually after preparing my coffee I sleep into my bed once again, and I have coffee there in a warm bed, and my cats are coming then and they want me to pet them and stuff, we are all together, it's like a cute family moment for me, a very lovely start of a day, I would say. And also it's very nice to do something with your bare hands, like I said in one episode before. It's, I don't know, there is something satisfying in it, like when you prepare your own food, or of course it's nice to go to coffee shop, I really like to go to coffee shop, let's make it clear. But if it comes to this morning coffee, it's more like intimate moment for me, and so I thought it will be even nicer to put more effort to that moment and make it even more magical. Yeah, so the coffee I have, those coffee beans, like I said, it's a mix from three different coffees, if I can say it. It's like a roast of coffee beans from Ethiopia, Brazil and Colombia, and I really like the taste of it, because it's it is slightly sweet and maybe a bit creamy, but with a very low acidity. So acid is not that it's not that strong, which I like. And you have this note of caramel or maybe more nut note in it, so it's really cute. And like I said before, I drink my coffee, like I like to keep it black. I avoid dairy at any cost, really, in my life, and I don't even like the smell of the milk, like I said before, like the milk from other animals, like cow milk or something like that, distributed to shop, and the standard one that majority of people put to their coffees, but I like to keep my coffee dark and strong. Sometimes I add a bit of sugar, it's not more than one teaspoon of sugar, usually it's half of it or none, depends on my mood, depends on my day. So yeah, this cute little thing, it's not that little, this coffee grinder, but it's another adjustment, so it's put my life to the next level. I know it sounds naive and silly, but really I am all into those small moments, like I like those natural stones here and there, natural soya wax candle, I like those, I like to smell nicely, and I like nice smells all around me at home, I like my place to be cozy with all those clean, fresh and soft blankets, like four of my cats. And yeah, I am really tea lover and coffee lover. So those things are very important to me. And they can really improve quality of your life. I mean, I don't know if you put attention to the details, because I do, and clearly it worked out to me. So I'm so happy with my decision. And very unusual buy for me, because usually if I want to buy something, I do some research online first. And you know, I just check reviews, I just check description of products of different producers and stuff like that, and maybe watch some YouTube videos reviewing the exact product. But at that time I just went to a stationery shop in a shopping mall, so I was not able to Google it, what's the brand. Still I don't know if the brand is Polish or German, or I need to Google it and check it out. It looks like good quality product. It was not that cheap as well, so I hope it will last for a few years if I will take care of it, and certainly I will. So yeah, unusual buy, like, reminds me of old time. It's a bit bit nostalgic maybe, and reminds me of some old school shopping, because I am from a village, and we used to have like two or one shop on the village, depends on a time period. And usually in those shops, it's not like supermarket, so you cannot take those products in your hand and just read the ingredients list or check everything out, because probably someone is in a line after you and you need to hurry up. So you just say what you want and they deliver to this counter, and you need to pay, and basically that's all. But when you are in a, so it's old school shopping for me, because you just say, I just need margarine, and they give you margarine. Probably they have two, probably they have some choice of margarine, but maybe no. So you're saying two apples, so lady or guy is delivering two apples. So you're saying a pack of rice or anything you need, basically. And they just put in front of you. So very different than the shopping I used to have now. I have now. Okay. I think that's it for now. And well, tomorrow morning, with my morning coffee. By the way, I love the sound of the grinder and everything, and smell. They mentioned that my morning coffee mug, and I mean, I have two that I like, and depends on my mood, I switch between them. But so lovely, right? Isn't it? I love it. Okay, anyway, tomorrow morning during sipping my morning coffee, I will think about my listeners. I don't know you, but if you want to introduce yourself to me, please do it, and let's enjoy the life. Take care. That's it for now, and bye.